Today's daf is Krisus daf Chaf Beis. We are holding on daf Chaf Aleph and Beis. We're about 5 lines from the bottom of the page on Chaf Aleph and Beis. Again, scheduling note, on Thursday I will not be giving a daf Yom Yishir. I'm not going to be around on Thursday, but every other day we should be on. Every other day being tomorrow, so we should be on. Okay, yeah, and Yantif, of course. So daf Chaf Aleph and Beis, the last thing we said was we were discussing the Dam of Dagim, that the Dam of Dagim is not going to be Asr, it's not Asr Ba'achila, but nevertheless, we said that there is a Maris Ha'ayin issue when a person eats the Dam of Dagim. If a person puts the Dam of Dagim in a cup, puts fish blood in a cup, and drinks fish blood, so that is a Maris Ha'ayin issue. So the Gemara had said, well, if there are scales actually in the cup with the blood, so then it's obvious that it's Dam Dagim, and then it's not going to be a problem. It's only a problem if the scales are not actually in the cup with the blood. So a couple of quick points, La Halacha, about this issue, about the Dam of Dagim, before we move on. Rashi writes that whenever there's Kashkashim, and it's Nicker, that it's Dam of Dagim, it's Mutter, even the Chadchila, and when we say that there's an Isser of Dam Dagim, that's when there's no Heker, that it's Dagim, and we're afraid that people are going to be Machlif, people will confuse it for Dam Behem of Ha'of, and people will think that if you're allowed to drink this Dam, you're allowed to drink Dam Behem of Ha'of as well. However, the Rambam paskins that Dam Dagim v'chagavim are Tahorim, kosher Dagim v'chagavim is Mutter, even if Kanso Bekli. The Rambam just says straight up that you're allowed to have Dam Dagim v'chagavim even when you gather it in a Kli, and he doesn't say anything. The Rambam Machol Sasur Sparag Vav Halacha Aleph doesn't say anything about needing scales in the cup to indicate that it's in fact Dam Dagim. So the Ravid jumps all over it, and he says it's against our Gemara. Rav says that it's Asumit Rabbanon unless you have the indication right there that it's actually Dam Dagim. So the Magen Mishnah says that the Rambam must have learned the Teretz of the Gemara in a different way than Rashi learned the Teretz of the Gemara. The Gemara is mechalik between Dagim Tahorim and Dagim Tameim, according to the Rambam. By Dagim that have Kashkashim, it's not talking about that you put Kashkashim with the blood and it's an indication. No. The Gemara is being mechalik between Dagim that have scales and Dagim that don't have scales. Dagim that have scales, meaning Dagim that you're allowed to eat, you could eat their dam even the Chadchila. But Dagim that don't have Kashkashim, where it's not, meaning Dagim Tameim, Dagim that are not kosher, so then you can't eat their blood. That's how the Rambam understands the Gemara. So the Mishnah just adds that according to the Rambam, you have to say, when we say Dam Dagim Shekinso, Usser, it's Lav Dafka Kinso. It doesn't have to be that you put it in a cup. Even if it's below Kinso, it's Usser, because you're talking about non-kosher fish. Non-kosher fish are Usser. Any part of them is Usser, including the Dam. However, La Halacha, this is irrelevant, because La Halacha, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Yardaya, Simon Samuch Vav, Siftas, Shulchan Aruch Paskins like Rashi and the Ravid, that Dam Dagim that are Kinso Bekli is Usser Mishum Maris Ha'ayin. It's only an issue of Maris Ha'ayin, and therefore if it's Nicker that it's Dam Dagim, it's going to be completely fine. Why is this Halacha L'maisa? When do we ever drink Dam Dagim? So it's not so Halacha L'maisa in terms of Dam Dagim, but it is Halacha L'maisa in a different context. The Rama in Yardaya, Simon Pei Zayin, Siv Gimel writes, that we are knowing to make milk out of almonds, umanichim babasar oaf, and we have it together with chicken. Since it's only chicken and milk anyway, it's only an Isser Midrabanan, so we're not worried about the Maris Ha'ayin of having false milk, of having non-dairy creamer together with chicken. Aval basa behema yesh laniach etz al-achol of shkeidim mishu Maris Ha'ayin k'moshu v'spar le'el le'inyan dam. Says the Ramad, just like by Dam Dagim, you need to have scales there to make it clear that it's Dam Dagim. If you're going to have non-dairy creamer together with basar, not with oaf, but with basar, where milk and basar would be a d'oraisa, so then you have to have a shkedim there. You have to have whatever the non-dairy creamer is made out of next to the non-dairy creamer to make it obvious that it's actually not real chalav. So the Shach just points out that which the Ramaz mechalik between basar oaf and basar behema is because by dam dagim or gozer mishum dam behema, since the isur of dam behema is minat Torah. So the whole gezer is only when there's an isur Torah involved, like by basar behema and not by basar oaf. Meaning the whole source of this is based on Dam Dagim. However, the Shach quotes from the Marshal that's Machmir even by Tarnagolas, even by chicken, you have to still put the Shkedim there as a hecker, that the Chalav is Chalav Shkedim. And he says, Adrabba, we have to be more Machmir by chicken, because if you don't put the hecker there by chicken, people aren't going to assume that it's non-dairy creamer. Adrabba, people will assume that it must be okay to have milk and chicken. chicken, because since it's only Yasser Midraban, people are less likely to take it as seriously, and therefore that's where you need even more of a hecker than you would by Basar Behema. And that's the Shach Paskins La'alach, like the Marshal, because even by things that are Yasser Midraban, we do find an issue of Marasa Ayin. And that's, he quotes that Kenes Kimu Achronim, that you should make a hecker by all Basar, even by Basar Of, there should be no exception. Now, the halach is that if you cook dam, it's only asr midrabanan. Dam that's cooked is asr midrabanan. So Rabbi Kivega writes that dam dogim that's cooked will not be asr at all, since it's only asr midrabanan, and it's only an issue of maris ha'ayin. And according to the Ramah, there's no maris ha'ayin on a drabanan. But again, according to the Shach, there is maris ha'ayin on a drabanan. That's the major machlokas between the Ramah and the Shach. Now, the other ha'ara about how to take care of this Maris Hayin problem, Rabbi Kivager points out in the Chidushi Rabbi Kivager on the side of the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Samach Vav, where it talks about the halachas of dam. He's medayik from the Gemara and from Rashi, where it says bid dam kashkashim, that you have to, it sounds like you need to put the scales inside the dam mamish, and not, it's not enough to put it next to the dam. So maybe by the non-dairy creamer, you would need almonds floating around in it, and it's not enough to have it next to it. We rely on having, nowadays we just rely on the fact that everyone knows that there's such a thing as non-dairy creamer. In restaurants, they usually don't take out, in nicer restaurants, they will not take out a bottle with an OU Parav on it or anything like that that says non-dairy creamer. They just rely on the fact that everyone knows that there is such a thing. Okay, whatever it is. But that's what Kivager says, that maybe you'd actually have to have it in the milk itself. Okay, let's see Vayter in the Gemara now. We're 5 lines from the bottom of the page. Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. Amar Rav Sheish says, Dam Mahalchei Shtayim, Afilu Mitzvos Prosha Inbo. Dam of human beings, Mahalchei Shtayim, there's not even a mitzvah of prosh. There's no issue whatsoever. You don't even have to stay away from it. Meisvei, Dam Atchol, Dam Alev, Dam Kleis, Dam Evarim Harei, Lebelos HaSei, Dam Mahalchei Shtayim, Dam Shratzim, Masim, Osir, Ve'in Chayev Alav. It says, Beferish, that Dam Mahalchei Shtayim is aser. How could you say a few mitzvos proshein bo? So kitanya aser depiresh. Now, when is it aser? That's when it's separated itself from the person's body. It's now in a kli. It's now somewhere else. Ki kamarav b'dlo pirish. When did, it shouldn't be Rav, it should be Rav Sheshes. When did Rav Sheshes say that it's not a problem? That's when it's not yet pirish. It hasn't yet separated from its original spot. Ki detanya. To illustrate this, we have a brisa. Dam shal gabe kikar gorov elchov. The blood is on. Is on a loaf of bread, so you go, you scrape it and eat it. Shall be nashimayim motzei tu bolea ve'eno choshesh. And if you have blood stuck between your teeth, you could just suck it and you don't have to worry about it. You could suck it in, you could swallow it, you don't have to worry about it because you're sucking it straight from its source. It wasn't gathered together and put in a cup anywhere, and therefore it's completely fine. So you see that if it's low pirish, then it's going to be okay. Others have Rav Sheshes' comment in the following context. Ditanya, because we have a brisa that says as follows, one might think that it's a violation of Alos HaSeh to drink human milk, vidinhu, and it's a logical kal v'chomer, ma behima temeya shehi kalta b'maga'a, hichmarta b'chelba, by non-kosher animals. We're makil with its maga. We'll have to see what that means. Rashi says maga means that there's no ziva or nida by behema tameya. Very strange thing to highlight about a behema tameya, that by behema tameya there's no ziva and nida, and still we're machmir about the milk of a behema tameya. So mahalchei shtayim shechmarta b'magaon. So mahalchei shtayim, human beings, where we're machmir about nida and ziva, ein odin shetachmir b'chelban. So it's logical to assume that we should be machmir with the milk of human beings. Tam lomar v'zelachem atamei zetamei ve'in chalav mahalchei shtayim tamei elatahar. That's why we say zetame, to tell me that only the chalav of a behema tameya is tame, but the chalav of human beings is not tame. Rather, it's tar, it's kosher. Otzias a chalav shein shava b'kol v'lo otzias adam sheshava b'kol. Says Gemara, maybe I should only exclude chalav which is not shava b'kol. What does it mean? It's not shava b'kol. Says Rashi, to b'tahoru mutter ube behema tameya aser. Milk, we find a difference between kosher animals and non-kosher animals. Milk of kosher animals is kosher. Milk of non-kosher animals is not kosher. But maybe dam should not be excluded because dam is shava b'kol. Dam is across the board. It's something that's aser both by kosher and non-kosher animals. So Tamalomar v'zelechem atamei. Zet tamei ve'idam mahalcheshtayim tamei el tahar. That only the dam of animals is tamei, but dam of human beings is not tamei. So Amar Allah Rav Sheshes, afil mitzvus proshein bo. And that's where Rav Sheshes says that there's not even a mitzvus prosh. You don't even have to stay away from dam of human beings. There's no issue whatsoever. So a couple of things. First of all, this idea of sheikalta b'maga'a. So Rashi said maga'a means that when we say that a behemoth tameya, there's no issue of maga'a, means there's no zivus v'nidus. Whereas by Adam, there is tumas nida and ziva. So the Aruch Lener asks on Rashi that according to that, why does the Gemara use lashon maga'a? What does this have to do with maga? There's a kula b'ikra tuma. It's nogea l'gabi tumas masa. That a nida is metame b'masa. Why does it just say like everywhere else it says ma adam shemetame mechayim behema sheina metame mechayim? Very strange to use the term maga'a when you're talking about ziva and nida. So the Aruch Ner says Rashi must have had a different gears over here. He must have had sheikalta b'mayana or shem ma'ayana. The ma'ayan, ma'ayan is the flow from the person's body. So that makes sense to talk about the ma'ayanos of an adam are ziva and nida. The Rabbeinu Gershom, however, says that there's a different issue over here, that by Adam, there's Tumas Meis. There's no din of Tumas Meis by Behema. And Ksubis Rashi says that Behema were more Mekel B'Tumasa, that it's not Metama Mechayim, the more typical expression that we're gonna, that we would use. The Rashi and Ksubis quotes from Rabbeinu Chananel that a Behema, he called to B'Maga, that if Naga Behema B'Meis, Ein Mekabelis Tumah L'Tamei Achayim. If a Behema touches dead body, the Behema is not going to become Tamei to the extent that it will be Metamei other things. But in Adam, we are machmir b'maga'o. Maga means from touching. If an Adam touches a dead body, he becomes tamei enough to be metame other things. But bottom line, this second version of Rav Sheshes has Rav Sheshes in the context of a discussion of human milk. That it, just like human milk is mutter, so too human blood is technically mutter. Again, assuming it's still in its original location, like if you're bleeding in between your teeth, you can suck it in, you can swallow such blood. Now, the issue of human milk, however, is not 100% clear-cut that it's heter gamur. The Gemara in Maseches Ksubas and the Samach Aleph talks about how long a person, a woman, should nurse for. So the Gemara says, quotes a brayso over there, that a tinok is yonik v'holech ad esrim arba chodesh. For 24 months, first 2 years, it's normal for a baby to be nursing. Mikan ve'elach ki yonik sheket. But after that, it's like eating non-kosher. So apparently, there is some sort of issur drabanan for someone over the age of two to be yonik me'isha, to drink human milk. So the Gemara says, no. The Gemara asks this kasha, that I thought over here we say that human milk is totally fine. So Gemara says, no, the whole issur is only when lo piresh hachalav mina isha. There's an issur to nurse from a woman directly after 2 years old. But if the milk were separated from the woman and were put in a cup or whatever, that would not be an issur. That afilim mitzvos proshein bo, there would be no problem of drinking such milk. And the Shidun Betz over there says that according to Rashi, the whole heter is only when it's in a kli. But if it's not pirish, it's usr. If it hasn't been separated from the woman, it's usr for a gadol to nurse from the woman. It's as if he's eating non-kosher. Good. So that's the issue of human milk. Okay. Says the Gemara Viter now. Says the Gemara Viter. Tanan Hasam, last skinny line. Tanan Hasam, Halev Koro Motzias Damo. The heart should be torn open so that you can extract the blood from the heart, because there's obviously a lot of blood in the heart. Lo Karo Eino Overlove. If a person did not tear the heart apart, then you haven't violated the Yisur of Achilas Dam. It's just that that's what you're supposed to do L'Chadchila. Am Rabbi Zeir Amar Rav, Lo Shonel B'Lev Ouf, Hol Ve'in Bo Kazayis. That's only by a Lev Ouf, when do we say that ain't no overlove, you're not going to get punished for eating the heart if you didn't rip it open? That's only by lave oaf, because an oaf in the first place doesn't have a kazayis of dam, so you're never going to have the shear of dam by eating the lave oaf. But a lave behema, where it does have a kazayis, so then it's going to be asr and you're going to be chayiv kares for it. Of course there's going to be a chayiv, you didn't extract the dam is right there. So says the Gemara, Meisvei, damat chul damat lave, damat chayiv. Kleis Dame Varm Harel Belosa say Dama Halchishtaim Dam Shkatzum Masim Aser Vein Chayavin Alav. It says Beferish that Dama Lev is Belosa say. Whereas Dama Halchishtaim, you're not going to be Chayav on it. So says Mar Kikatani Ein Chayav on Alav. When do we say that you're not Chayav on it? Al Dam Delay. Kikamarav da asile me alma. When do we say that you're not chayiv? That's on the dam of the heart itself. That's nivla bebasar halev. Rashi says it's actually absorbed in the chamber of the heart, like other dam of any normal aver. But then there's also circulatory blood that pumps through the heart. That dam that's in the chalal halev. That's the dam. That's what we call dam da asile me alma. So when do we say you're not chayiv? That's on the dam evarim of the heart. When do we say you are chayiv? That's the dam that the heart pumps through. So, frankly, Gemara, well, dam delay, hainu dam evarim. Why would you split up dam delay, dam of the heart, from dam evarim? It means the same thing. The blood of the heart is the dam evarim. So, how could you, why would it say it's two separate categories? Well, so, says Gemara, that's not a problem. Ultamech, milo katani dam kloyos v'katani dam evarim. It says the dam of the kidneys and it still says dam evarim. Elatani v'adatani, hachinami, tani v'adatani. Sometimes it gives a general category of dam evarim, and then we'll give examples of dam evarim also, like dam halev, dam klayos. All those things are just examples of dam evarim. Me alma mehecha asilei. What do we mean when we say the blood that comes me alma? Where is it coming from? So I'm Rebbezer b'shoshan shom yotze misrav sarif. At the time that the animal is being killed, the dam comes from the beis hashchita and goes right into the heart. It floods into the heart. So that's the blood that we're referring to. That's asi me alma. Now, the Gemara said that if you eat dam of an oaf, of a lave oaf, there's no kezias, and therefore there's not going to be an onesh. Because there's no shir kezias of the lave oaf. The Gemara in Maseches Chulin and Daf Kuf Tesam Bey says that by lave oaf ain no over love, meaning there's no chiv malchus, no chiv kares, but it sounds like there definitely is an iser. And Rashi says, so what's the iser? Chatzishir, Rasa Min HaTorah. That's what Tosa says also. Ain't no overlove means there's no Chiyuv Malkus, but if you hold Chatzishir, Rasa Min HaTorah, it would still be Asa Midoraisa, Midin, Chatzishir. The Ksav Sofer just points out from the Pashtus Lashon Mishnah, which says Ain't no overlove, sounds like there's no Isra Doraisa at all. So it sounds like that Rav holds like the Shita of Reish Lakish in Yuma, that the Isra of Chatzishir is only Midrabanan, that it wouldn't be an Isra Midoraisa, that Chatzishir is not Asir Min HaTorah. However, the Achron quote from the Mari Mintz, an unbelievable chiddush of the Mari Mintz, quoted by several Achronim, Stechemet and others, that the Mari Mintz writes that there's another svara why there's no isser of chatzishir dafka by the dam of oaf. And he writes as follows, V'yesh lomar d'shayni chatzishir d'dam leif ha'oaf shelo bali olam lidei chiyuv lola malkus v'lola kares sheli olam lo timtzebo kazayis el isser timtzebo, meaning that you never had a kezias dam. When do you have chatzi shir? If you started with a shir and you ate half of that shir, that's where you say chatzi shir is asur min haTorah. But dam of an oaf, there never was a kezias of dam in the oaf. Memela, when you eat the dam of the oaf, it's only chatzi shir to begin with. So it's a yesod gadol in chatzi shir, according to the Mari Mintz, that something that never had a full shir would not be an iser of chatzi shir asur min haTorah. Phenomenal chiddush, so much so, Rav Arya Tzvi Frimer in the Eretz Tzvi, the Kazhuk Lover Gaon, in Siman Peches writes la halacha that let's say someone has to eat shiurim on Yom Kippurim, someone has to eat on Yom Kippur, and they have to eat pachas mikashir, whatever it is, every 9 minutes. So he says what they should do is divide up the shiurim before Yom Kippur. That way, when Yom Kippur starts, it's not a shiur, because if it's a shiur when Yom Kippur starts, you're only eating a chatzi shiur. You're eating a chatzi shiur asur min haTorah. But if when Yom Kippur starts, it's not a shiur to begin with, so then according to the Mari Mintz, it's not even chatzi shir asur min haTorah. You'd avoid violating an isur min haTorah. It's not abundantly clear why the start of Yom Kippur should be the determination of whether it has a shir or not. I would think that no, it was ever together with other food, so that's considered a full shir. But that's what Rav Arya Tzvi Frimer wants to suggest as an idea for someone who has to eat on Yom Kippur. Now again, we've pointed out in the past, the Gemara assumes over here and in many other places, that when it comes to the Isra of Achilas Dam, the shear is a kezias. Normally, when we talk about liquids, the shear is a revius, not a kazayas. So we've pointed out already, we'll just mention again, that the Brisker Rav quotes his father of Chaim, that the sheer kazayas and revius is not talui whether the iser is a food or a drink. It's talui on how the Torah phrases it. Does the Torah phrase the iser b'lashon achila or b'lashon shtia? By dam it says lo sochlu, memelu the sheer is a kazayas. Frekt Reb Chaim on himself, the Rambam Paskins, when it talks about drinking Maaser Sheni outside Yerushalayim, that the Shir is Berevius, that the Rambam says it's Berevius when it talks about drinking, let's say, wine of Maaser Sheni. Aye, but the Torah says by Maaser Sheni, Lo Suchal Le'echol B'Sha'arecha, that it's a Lashon of Isra Achila, so why is it Berevius? It should be B'Kezayis. So the Minchas Chinuch, in fact, proves from that if it says B'lashon Achila, nevertheless it would still be a Shir Revius. Everything is telling on whether it's a liquid or a solid. Not like Reb Chaim. Minchas Chinuch uses that as a raya that Reb Chaim is wrong. He doesn't address Reb Chaim, obviously, but he uses that as a raya, not like Reb Chaim, that it all depends on whether it's a liquid or a solid. So how does Reb Chaim deal with that din of Maaser Sheni? So he says, no, because by Maaser Sheni, it doesn't only talk about Tiroshka, it doesn't only talk about wine and oil, it talks about Dagancha also, Dagan, grain. And since by grain the Lashon Achila is Shaykh, Mimele uses Lashon Achila for the whole Pasuk. But really, the Torah would have phrased it without a Lashon Achila if we were only talking about liquid. Okay, the anomaly in the Rambam is that the Rambam paskens in the 11th parak of Macholos Asuros that if you drink a little bit of blood at a time, so if from mitchil v'atzof you waited a kadesh dias revius, so then it's all going to be mitzarif. But the Rambam paskens that the shear of dam is b'kazayis. So shouldn't the shear be of how long you have to finish that kazayis and be a shear kadesh achilas pras, not kadesh dias revius? Yet the Rambam says that the shear of when you have to finish that kazayis is within shear of kadesh dias revius. So Chaim points out that the shear of tziruf is taloi in whether it's a maisa achil or a maisa shtia. The shear of what of how much of it you have to eat, that's totally in the Lashna Kra. But in how much Zman you have to eat it in, that's totally in whether it's an Achil or Shtia. So it comes out strange that you have a Shear of Achilas Kazayas that has to be done within the Shear of Kedei Shtias Revias, the amount of time that it would take to drink a Revias. Okay, that's the Chiddush of Reb Chaim. Okay, says the Gemara Vayitin. Now let's move on. It's two dots. Dam sha'neshama yotzei bo chayav nalav. So the Mishnah said that the blood that the neshama goes out with, that the animal dies as the blood comes out, that's when you're going to be chayav anachilas dam. Itmar ezu dam hakaza sha'neshama tfuyu bo. What is dam hakaza that the neshama is tali in? Because we said that that bloodletting, one of the items on the list of the Mishnah, we said dam shchita, dam nechira, dam ikur. Then we said dam hakaza if the neshama is yotzei bo. So what does that mean? The dam hakaza sha'neshama yotzei bo. So Rashi first of all fills us in on the metzias, so we'll be able to understand the answers of the gives. Rashi writes, Damakaza b'tchil shachor, first it's black, the blood comes out in a very dark color, v'achar kach yotzei adom, then it comes out red, v'shteyen b'shisa, below kiluach, and both of them drip out without a strong squirt, below kiluach b'rachok, v'achar kach mikaleach, and then it starts to squirt, v'sov k'shadam esmait, shosis yor b'samach, and then it will start to drip out again. So Rabbi Yochanan calls mancha mikaleach. Rabbi Yochanan says, what is the Damakaza and the Shomaz Yotzebo, the dam kiluach, when it squirts. Reish Lakish amr mitipa meshacheres ve'elach. Reish Lakish says, when it starts to blacken, the first time it blackens, and on, meaning after that first, not the first, after the original black blood, when it first starts to turn red, from then on is the dam shen shom yotzebo. So meisve, ezu dam akaz shen shom yotzebo kol zman shem mekaleach, yotze dam atamtzis mnei shu shoseis. My love, afilu rishon ve'achron de shoseisu kedam atamtzis dami. Doesn't that imply that any time where it's shoseis, any time it's not squirting out, that's considered to be dama tamtis, where it's not going to be chayiv? Says words, you have to do Reish Lakish. This seems to be a major kasha on Reish Lakish, because Reish Lakish said from the tipa meshacheres ve'elach, even when it's shoseis, is all neshama yotzebo. So says more, lo lemute dama mashkir. It's only coming to exclude the black blood of dam rishon yachron havel gavdu shoseis haynu dama nefesh. But the original blood and the later blood, even if it's only dripping and it's not squirting, that would still be called dama nefesh. Meisvei ezu dam rishon kol zman shemekaleach. Yotzav Rishon Rachman Reishu Shoseis to Yuftid Reish Lakish. So again, it says Kol Zman Shemekaleach as opposed to when it's Shoseis, which is a Tiyuftan Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish held even when it's Shoseis, it's going to be considered Dama Nefesh as long as it's after that original black blood. So Amalach Tanoihi Ditaso Seina to Machlok Tanoim Ditanya Ezu Dama Nefesh Kol Zman Shemekaleach Divir Blazer. Reb Lazer holds so long as it's sporting, that's when it's going to be called Dama Nefesh. Reb Shimon Omer Mitima Mishacheres Veilach. Reb Shimon holds like Reish Lakish from the Tipa Mishacheres Veilach. So you can't ask any kashas on Reish Lakish. He has a tanit that he hangs his hat on. So it's a machlokas tanaim. Tanit the Rabbi Shmuel. V'dam chalolim yishte. Prat l'dam kiluach sheino machshiras azrayim. Excluding dam kiluach, that it doesn't have a din of dam, it's not going to be machshir zra'im. So again, it's machlokas tanaim, so it's fine. Tam zebei Rabbi Shmuel holds this way, that dam kiluach doesn't have a status of dam in the fullest sense, and that it's not going to be machshir zra'im, it's not going to be machshir lekabel tuma. Boimir Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rabbi Zeira, hikis dam lebeim of a kibul dam b'shnei kosos mahu. Let's say you do a kos dam, you bloodlet from an animal, and you catch the blood in two different cups. What's the din? Al rishon divrei kol chayiv. Al achron mi mechayiv lo. So the first cup that gets the initial blood that comes out, everyone's going to say you can be chayiv on that dam. What about the second cup? You can be chayiv on that dam? Or not? What's the halacha? Meaning the first cup has dam kiluach in it, Rashi points out. So that's why you're definitely going to be chayiv. The second cup doesn't necessarily have dam kiluach in it, so are you chayiv or not? So I'm lay plucked at Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. That's the machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Did marhik is dam lebeim of kibul dam shnei kosos. Reish Lakish shomer chayiv shtei chatos. Rabbi Yochanan reinu chayiv ela achas. Rabbi Yochanan would say you're only chayiv for the first one. Reish Lakish would say you're chayiv both for the first one and for the second one. Right? Rabbi Yehuda mechayev for damat tamtzis. Then in the Mishnah we said that Rabbi Yehuda holds that you're chayev for damat tamtzis also. That even damat tamtzis is included in the isra of achilas dam. Amar Rabbi Lazar mod Rabbi Yehuda in kapara. Shemar ki adam hu ba nefesh yichaper. Dam she nefesh yotz ba mechaper. Shem nefesh yotz ba oin mechaper. Rabbi Yehuda would agree that when it comes to zrikas adam al gabi mizbech for kapara, that when it comes to isra of achilas dam, Rabbi Yehuda says even damat tamtzis, even regular circulatory blood that didn't cause the animal to die or whatever, even that blood is going to be including the Yisra of Achilas Dam. But when it comes to getting Kapara on the Mizbech, which Dam you have to throw on the Mizbech, it's for sure, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees, it has to be the Dam Shad Nefesh Yotzipo. Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Afna Nami Tanina, Titania Dam, Matam Lomer Kol Dam, why does it say Kol Dam? Levishinemar, Ki Hadam, Huba Nefesh Yichaper, Ainli Al Adam Kachim, Shad Nefesh Yotzipo, Shu Mechaper. Dam Chulin V'dam Atamtis Minayin. I would only see from there the Dam Kachim, which causes the nefesh to come out, that's where it's going to be mechaper. That dam is where there's an Israel Achilas dam. The dam that's mechaper, the real dam kachim, how do I know dam chulin and dam atamtzis is also included in the Israel Achilas dam, even though it can't be used to be mechaper? Tamalomar, kol dam. That's what kol dam comes to teach me. That even blood that cannot be used for kapara is still included in the Israel Achilas dam. Stam Sifra Mani, Rabbi Yehudahi. And who's the author of that line, of that Sifra, is Rabbi Yehuda. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, that Dam Atamtis is included in the Isra of Achilas Dam, is only by Achilas Dam. But when it comes to getting Kapara, even Rabbi Yehuda is going to be Moda, that when it comes to getting Kapara, you need to Dafka have the Dam Shanashama Yotzebo. Period. New Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva Mechayev al Safik Mi'ila Asham Tali. We discussed until now when it comes to the Chiv of Asham Tali that if you have a piece of meat in front of you, Safik Chelev, two pieces of meat in front of you, one is Chelev, one is Shuman, you can't identify which one is which, and you know that you ate from one of them. So we said, say Chayev in Asham Tali, because if you knew that you ate from the Chelev, you'd be Chayev Achatos Vadai. So when you're not sure what you violated, you have to bring an Asham Tali instead of Achatos Vadai. What about a case where if you did the Isser Bivadai, you wouldn't be Chayiv Achatos, you'd be Chayiv an Asham? Is there a din of Asham Talui, even when the Vadai case would not be a Chatos, the Vadai case would be an Asham? So that's this Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva Mechayiv al Safek Mi'ila, when you do Vadai Mi'ila, it's Karban Asham. So Rabbi Akiva says, Safek Mi'ila? Asham Talui. The Chachamim Potrim. The Chachamim say no. Asham Talui is for when a Vadai would have been a Chatos, so a Safek is an Asham Talui. When the Vadai is an Asham, there's no din of a Safek being an Asham Talui. Umod Rabbi Akiva, She'enu Mevias Mi'ilaso, But Rabbi Kiva would be mod that in terms of the money that you have to pay back for violating Mi'ilah, there's no sense in paying that money until you know for sure that you violated that Mi'ilah, then you bring it together with the Asham Vadai. With the Asham Vadai that you have to bring in the end of the day anyway, that's when you bring the money. But don't pay the money in advance when you're just bringing the Asham Tali when it's only a suffix whether you violated the Isser. Amr Rabbi Tafron, Malazem, maybe Shtei Hashamas. Rabbi Tafron says, wait a second, what are we going to make this guy do? He's not sure if he violated Mi'ilah. So we make him bring an Hashem Tali now, and then later when he finds out that he violated Mi'ilah, he's going to bring another Karban Hashem? What does he have to bring two Hashamas for? Now here's what you should do. Elamevi Mi'ilah, Vichumsha, Viyavi Hashem B'Shnei Slaim. Take the money that you're going to have to pay for Mi'ilah, plus the Chomesh, and the Karban Hashem, Viyomar, and make the following tonight. If I violated Mi'ilah b'vaday, and it's going to turn out in the end of the day that it was a vaday Mi'ilah, good, I'm chayv an asham, here's my asham, I'm chayv money, here's my money. V'im safek ma'alti, but if I never find out and it remains a safek, ha'mos nedava v'asham talui, so then let this asham be an asham talui, and the money will be mos nedava, will be nedava to the Beis HaMikdash. So that's what Rabbi Tarfin says. What are you going to tell him not to bring the money and you're going to have him bring two karbanos? No, let him bring only one karban, let him bring the money and we'll cover him no matter what. Sheminshu, maybe I'll hold him, maybe I'll hold him, because after all, the Asham Tali and the Asham Vade is the same min, it's the same karban. It's just a matter of whether you call it an Asham Tali or an Asham Vade. So you might as well call it all tonight. So Rabbi Kiva, Nirin Devar Vimila Muta. Rabbi Kiva says it's great, except you're costing the guy a lot of money. Meaning if he violated a little bit of Mi'ilah, so he got $5 worth of good for $5, let him pay the money up front. He says, wait a second, what do you want the guy to do? Let's say the guy was Moel from Hagdish $1 million. So you want him to bring, you're going to tell him to bring, you'll save him the $2 on the carbon, the extra carbon that he's going to have to bring, whatever it is, the $50 for the extra little animal he's going to have to bring for a carbon. But you're going to cost him all this money up front. I tell you that you should wait till he knows for sure that he violated Mi'ilah, then he'll pay all the money. Mother Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Tafron, b'Mi'ilah Mu'uta. Rabbi Kiva's mother to Rabbi Tafron, Rabbi Tafron's idea is a good idea when it's Mi'ilah Mu'uta, because then you really cover yourself, even if you do find out that you violated Mi'ilah, you're all covered. I mean, the point is, you only pay the money when you bring the Asham Vadai. So Rabbi Tafron said, so pay the money and bring an Asham Vadai, bring an Asham out tonight, that it could be an Asham Vadai. But Rabbi Kiva says, no, don't pay the money because it's going to be a lot of money. It could at least, it could possibly be a lot of money. We don't know for sure that it'll be a lot of money, but in cases where it is a lot of money, so Rabbi Kiva says, I'm not going to be moda to Rabbi Tarfon. The Achronim discuss the issue that we find all over Shas, the klal of Hamotzi Mechaver Olav Araya, that anytime you have a Safik Mamon, you don't have to pay until somebody brings a Raya that you're chayav to pay. The problem is that that's when it comes to Dine Mamnus, where there's Din of Muchsak, Hamotzi Mechaver Olav Araya. But if you're chayiv mamon to somebody else, so isn't that in Safek Isser also? Because if I owe somebody else money and I don't pay the money, isn't that also an Isser Gezel? So why aren't we mechayiv a guy to pay me din Safek Gezel? It should be Safek Dar Raisa L'chumra. Just like we force for every other Safek Isser, Bezin Mechuyavim La'Frisho, Bezin as a chayiv to be mafresh person from an Isser, here's a guy who's about to violate a Safek Isser Gezel. So why is it that we say Motzi Mechavero Ola Varaya and we don't force him to pay? It's a general question that Achronim asked throughout Shas. We're going to see the connection here in a second. So the Kuntras of Sfeikos develops the Yesod Gadol. He says the Torah only asks Gezel when it belongs to Chavero al pi hadin, when the din is in Dine Mamnis that this belongs to somebody else. But when the halacha does not require you to pay the money, meaning it's a chicken and egg shayla, when the halacha does not require you to pay the money because Hamotzi mechavero al avaraya, and therefore you don't have to pay it, Mimela it's not an Isser Gezel at all. It's not even a Safek Isser Gezel. Hamotzi Mechaver Olav Araya determines that it's not even Safek Gezel, that you're allowed to keep it. And if Alpi Alachas of Choshen Mishpat, you're potter to be Meshalem, so then there's no Cheshash Gezel. The Isser Veheter of Gezel is determined by the Dinim of Dinim Mamnis of Choshen Mishpat. So the Yaredeya is determined by the Choshen Mishpat in this case. So if Shimon Shkap writes in Shari Yosher that that's the reason why in our Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva's Moda that you're not Chayiv to bring the Safek misafek the keren v'chomesh. Why aren't you chayiv midin safek gezel hegdish? Isn't it a problem that it's a safek that you may owe this money to hegdish? It could be be'emes that you were mol behegdish and you're chayiv to pay this. So misafek, shouldn't we say it's a safek iser of gezel hegdish and you should have to pay? So says Reb Shimon that the explanation is the same reason that you're not mechayiv to pay in every case of safek mamon midin safek gezel, since it's nifsak la halacha in hilchas mamonis that you're pater. So then there's no iser gezel whatsoever. So same is true by hegdish, since you're pater based on dinim mamonis. So it's because it's only a safek, and the hegdish would have to be motzi mechavero alav haraya. The hegdish would have to bring a raya that you owe the money. So mainly you're pater bidinei shamayim as well. That's what Rabbi Shimon. Excuse me. That's what Rabbi Shimon connects this yisod of the kunchos hasvekos to our Mishnah. Okay, says the Gemara now chav beis on beis. Tan Rabbanan im nefesh l'chayev al safik milos asham tali div Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says for safik milos you bring an asham tali. Again, that was Rabbi Kiva's big chiddush, and it's not only in cases where it's vaday chatas that a safik would be an asham tali, even cases where vaday would be an asham in a safik it's asham tali. But v'cham botu v'cham seir pater. So lema b'hakam mefugi. Maybe they're arguing in the following drasha. Rabbi Kiva says l'meidinel yom itachton. Rabbi Kiva says you can learn the din of meila from the din of asham tali. Tachton is asham tali, where it says the parsha of asham tali. V'rabbanan savri. And the maiden el yom itachton, the rabbanon say you cannot learn the din of meilos from the din of asham toloi. Samer of papa, no. To kuli alma the maiden el yom itachton. Juxtaposition of two parashios, everyone would agree. You can learn one from the other. Dim kain safan beben bakar lo mishkachas lehu, because otherwise we wouldn't know that ben bakar is shechted in the north, because it's only from the connection between the two parshiels. Elahacha haynu time the rabbanon de patri. So why taka did the rabbanon say pater if we're allowed to connect the two parshiels? Shouldn't we learn that by meila there is a din of asham talui? Why did the rabbanon say pater? The gemiri mitzvos mechatas. They have a gezeira shava. Mal alan davar shechaven al zdon lekaris val shigas chatas af kol shechaven al zdon lekaris val shigaso chatas val sveko asham talui. That's the gersa change over here, and they change on the side. That just like we learned from the parsha of korban chatas, that when do you have to bring an asham talui? Only when it's something where if you were to do it b'mezid b'chayv karis, you do b'shogeg your chayv chatas. When it's a safek, you do an asham talui. But meila, when you do it b'mezid, it's when you do it b'shogeg, it's not a chatas, it's a chiyuv meila, it's a chiyuv asham meilos. It's an asham, it's not a chatas. Meila, there's not going to be an asham talui. Lafuke meila, dein chayv an alzdon karis. As opposed to meila, there's no zodon karis, there's no safek chatas. Meila, there's no. There's no shogei chatos mele. There's no safek asham talui. Tanya, he's a bimeila. Rebbe Yomer bimisa v'chamam b'ashara. If you do meila b'mezid, no one holds its kares. It's either misa b'dei shemayim or stam alav. But no one holds that it's kares. So that's why meila is excluded based on this drasha, based on gezeira shava. Rabbi Kiva savar, and Rabbi Kiva, how's Rabbi Kiva going to respond? Rabbi Kiva holds that by meila you still bring an asham talui. Ki alfina mitzvos mechatas chelev lahachi hu di alfinan mal halan bekavua afkan bekavua. No, when we learn he does have a mesora for that same gezeira shava, but he uses that drasha to teach me something else, that both of them are bekavua, that it's not an olav yore lafuka olav yore delo, that the chi of korban is not a korban olav yore, but still that gezeira shava does not exclude a meila from bringing asham talui. For rabbanan savi, the rabbanan say, well, that may not be the main point of the gzeira shava, but in gzeira shava lemechza, if you have a gzeira shava, you have to apply it through and through. So if you're going to say that asham tali is derived from the parsha of eating chelev, and by chelev the halacha is it's zadon kares, it's shigasal chatos, so asham tali is only going to be by those averas that are zadon kares, shigasal chatos, and it's lafuke meilos. So says Gemara, Mechal de Rabbi Kiva, so Yesh Gzeira Shava L'Mechza. So what? That means Rabbi Kiva holds that Gzeira Shava can be halfway. You could learn one din and not the other from Gzeira Shava. Elo de Kuli Alma and Gzeira Shava L'Mechza. No. Everyone agrees there's no such thing as Gzeira Shava L'Mechza. Elo Hainu Taimid Rabbi Kiva. You want to know Rabbi Kiva's svar, it's as follows. Domer Kravi Im Nefesh. Vav Mosif al Inyan Rishon V'Yelamed El Yon Mitachton. There's an extra drasha from a Vav to tell me Dafka to connect the parsha of Me'ila to the parsha of Asham Talui. That Me'ila can be Chayiv in Asham Talui. V'Rabbanan Savri. Tachton who the Gemara may Elyon la Asher mikesef shkalin, and the Rabban would say, no, that's to tell you how much the carbon Asham should cost by Mi'ila, but it's not there to tell you that you're chayiv an Asham talui by Mi'ila, meaning we don't link the Parshios through this Hekish, through this Vav, to tell me all of the Dinim, just to tell me some of the Dinim. So it doesn't, it's not used to tell me the din of Asham Talui. Rabbi Akiva Savar in Hekish L'Machzer. Rabbi Akiva will say, but come on, if there's a Hekish, it's got to go all the way. You can't just have a Hekish for one din and not the other. Well, Mechal the Rabbanon Savar, Yesh Hekish L'Machzer, V'kayim L'Dein Hekish L'Machzer. But now with the Rabbanon are stuck, because the only way to explain the Rabbanon is that they hold Yesh Hekish L'Machzer, but that's not true. So Dukuli Alma Ein Hekish L'Machzer. Now everyone agrees if there's a Hekish, there's a Hekish all the way through. V'achayim etayim the Rabbanon, the Gemiri mitzvos afkei me'akesha, they learn that the Gezeres Shava comes to preclude the Hekish, meaning the Hekish really should have been all the way through. But we have a Gezeres Shava, tell me not like the Hekish. Rabbi Kiva, Asham mekesef shkolim nafkalei, mizos toras ha'asham, tora achas l'kol ha'ashamos, la'asham de mekesef shkolim. And Rabbi Kiva will learn that the kesef shkolim, he learns from a different drasha. Rabbanon Avogav dechsiv zos toras ha'asham, itzrich l'michtav v'im nefesh, vav mos v'linim rishon, v'ilam etachton me'elyon. And the Rabbanon will say, even though it says Zos Taras Hashem, we still need the Vav to be makish the parsha of Hashem Talui with the parsha of Meila. V'imi Zos Taras Hashem Hava Mina Kia Mina Torah Achas L'Kol Hashemos Hayni Mila B'Shara Hashemos V'Adayin Avol Hashem Talui Kivin Al Safek Chelav Kaasi Eima Lo Yehi Sveiko Chamor Mi Vada'o. And had it only had from Zos Taras Hashem, I would say, when do we say Torah Achas L'Kol Hashemos? That's by an Asham Vadai, but not by an Asham Talui, because since Asham Talui is from a case of Safik Chelev, I would think the Safik Chelev shouldn't be any more strict than the Vadai Chelev in the following sense. Ma vada o chatas bas danka, av sveko Asham Bardanka, just like a Vadai violation of Chelev, you'd bring Karban Chatos where there's no requirement of how much money. A Basdanka would be good enough. So too by Asham Tali, I would think a Bardanka would be good enough, because after all, when do you bring an Asham Tali? When it's a Safik whether you violated Chelev. If you know Vadai that you violated Chelev, you can get away with a cheap Karban. When it's Safik that you violated Chelev, for sure you should be able to get away with a cheap Karban. That's why I need the Vav to tell me no. Once you're not calling it a Karban Chatos anymore, you're calling it a carbon asham, so now you're going to have to spend kesef shkalim. Now it's not going to be good enough to have just a bardanka. That's great if you hold the drasha zos toras asham, but if you don't hold the drasha, so then where are you going to learn this from? You learn from asham i'ila. Asham shuvchacharufa lo kasuba b'erkcha yolfin ba'ayil ayil. And Hashem Shuv Charufa, you need a different drasha because that doesn't say Be'erkecha. But anyway, from all Hashemos, there's some drasha to learn that you need Kesef Shkalim and that a Bas Danka is not good enough for a Karban Hashem. Fine. Moda Rabbi Kiva. We said that Rabbi Kiva is Moda to Rabbi Tafrin. If it's a small amount of money, you might as well just bring an Hashem straight up front with the money and make it tonight in the Hashem. That if it's a Safek, it's an Hashem Talu. If it's a Vadai, it's a Hashem Vadai. V'im Safek Maika Amar. What do you mean, V'im Safek? It is a Safek. What do you mean, if it's a Safek? So Amar Rava Tni im besveko omid li olam yehi Hashem Tali. No, what it means to say is, if this suffix is never nifshat, if we're never poshet this suffix, we never clarify this suffix, and it remains a suffix forever, then this should be an Hashem Tali. But of course it's a suffix right now. What you're saying is for the future. If I ever clarify this suffix and it becomes a vadai, let this be an Hashem Vadai. If I never clarify this suffix, let it remain an Hashem Tali. Shemit shehevi al hoda maybe al shalo hoda, because the halach is by the Hashem, the same animal that you'd bring for Hashem Vadai, you'd bring for Hashem Talui. Sof kimisyadele bayil asui Hashem Vadai. But wait a second, at the end of the day, shouldn't you have to bring Hashem Vadai when you do know? Amravim idivrishneim nilma Hashem Vadai lo bayi yidia l'chadchila. No, the din is that for Hashem Vadai, at the time that you bring the carbon, you don't need to know for sure that you're chayiv the Hashem Vadai. And Hashem Vadai, you'd be yotzei, even if you didn't know at the time that you brought the carbon, that you were in fact chayiv and Hashem Vadai. That's why this Tanai is a valid Tanai. Okay, but Hashem will pick up with the Mishnah tomorrow.